Previously on Old Timey, we learned that John Johnny Boy Watson and his little sister, Martha Ann Watson, have decided to leave the small town of Johnsonville, Oklahoma, for the wild frontier. Traveling by stagecoach, Johnny and Martha have been through blistering heat, a rogue bison attack, and losing 1.5 wagon wheels. As the stagecoach continues west, what else can possibly go wrong?
Johnny is sitting on the stagecoach bench with his hat down over his eyes, trying to sleep. Martha sits across from him, knitting and looking out the window. She sighs heavily and nudges John's boot with her shoe.
Johnny, wake up, would ya? You can't sleep all day.
Hey, what gives? Sleep, Martha. There's nothing else to do on this godforsaken ride. Sorry, Martha. I know you ain't used to that kind of language.
Johnny motions to Martha's knitting.
What are you working on there?
Oh, this? I'm working on a sweater. I hear it can get mighty cold up in Oregon.
Shocked, Johnny sits up straight and eyes his sister.
Oregon? What do you mean, Oregon? I thought we were going to California.
Johnny rummages in his pockets to look for their stagecoach tickets. He pulls them out, unfolds them, and gasps. Appalled, he looks between the tickets and his sister.
Martha, what in tarnations?
I told you I didn't want to go to California, Johnny Watson. Pa taught me to read for a reason.
What?
That's what you get for letting me buy the tickets, Johnny. You just had to have one more shot of whiskey.
Fucking whiskey drinking, ticket buying, learning how to not fucking read.
It's no good, Johnny. It's too late now. We're halfway there and you didn't even notice.
Johnny glares at his sister, crossing his arms over his chest.
I can't believe you would do this to your own kin, you slippery snakeskin of a woman. Well, I guess there's no good getting all riled up now. You better hope something good comes out of this, little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Later that day.
Johnny is outside smoking a cigar while the stagecoach driver waters and feeds the horses. There's a campfire nearby, and Martha is cooking something over the flames. It is a cool evening, and the sun is setting on the horizon. Crickets and an occasional coyote howl break the quiet.
Still can't believe you pulled a stunt like this, Martha. I reckon I've never seen you so foolhardy before. What's in Oregon, anyway?
Martha pauses, stirring the beans, and looks over at Johnny. She shrugs.
Might be I've got a beau there, Johnny. A real nice fella. With a ranch and a hankering for a wife.
You lied to your own brother? Over a fella?
Might be I did.
What do you think you are? Some sort of mail order bride?
Johnny shakes his head and sighs, resigned.
How could you do this to your own kin?
Martha begins to speak with regret, but the sudden sound of thundering horse hooves in the distance catches her by surprise.
Johnny,
Seems like things are about to go from bad to worse for poor Johnny and little Martha.
A lone rider approaches the stagecoach, a dark horse with a shady-looking person parked atop it. The rapid hoofbeats are ominous. Johnny steps between the approaching stranger and his sister.
Oh, there. Who goes there?
The rider slows the horse and the canters toward the camp. The stagecoach driver begins hitching the horses back to the coach hurriedly. The bandit pulls the horse up and stops just out of the campfire light. Johnny hears a revolver cock.
Now, you don't go getting brave, fella. Put your hands up where I can see 'em.
We ain't looking for trouble, mister.
The bandit raises a revolver. Firelight glistens off the metal barrel in the dimness.
I reckon you ain't, son. You best watch who you callin' Mr. round these parts.
The bandit pushes back the dark cowboy hat and reveals herself to be a woman. She points a revolver at Johnny.
We ain't got much, but you're welcome to it, ma'am.
Please, please don't shoot my brother, ma'am. He's right. We ain't got much, but we'll give it to you right quick.
Confident, the bandit motions with the revolver.
Good. Empty out your pockets.
Johnny begins to rummage in his pockets, taking out anything of value he has. Martha doesn't have anything except a necklace she removes and hands to Johnny. The stagecoach driver stands near the horses, holding the reins, just watching the scene unfold. Johnny takes the necklace and steps towards the bandit to offer the handful of loot.
Here, ma'am. This is all I have on me.
The bandit motions to the stagecoach. I'm sure y'all have more inside your luggage. Where is your reticule, lass?
Ain't that fancy, ma'am.
Johnny stoops down to put the money and jewelry on the ground where the bandit motions to Johnny.
She ain't lying to you, ma'am. We're traveling by the seat of our britches out here. You're welcome to take a gander if you need.
Ha! The bandit dismounts her dark steed. I reckon I just will. Both of y'all, hands up and turn around. And if I see either of y'all getting brave, I'm gonna fill you full of lead.
But what the bandit doesn't know is that Johnny and Martha did a poor job replacing the rear wheel of the stagecoach on the day before. She's stepping up on the wagon runner. The stagecoach is squeaking and rocking now. Oh no! The rear wheel just snapped and the spring is out of the frame. The bandit is losing her footing. Bang! Oh no! The revolver went off! The horses are fleeing! The stagecoach driver gripping the reins.
Shit!
No, Johnny, no! Oh, Lord Almighty! The blood!
Well...
Johnny!
Martha rocks back and forth, holding Johnny as he stops bleeding out. It's the Old West, so no one does anything like CPR. Splinters can kill you, y'all. The bandit holsters the gun and walks closer to Martha and Johnny. Listen, he seemed like a nice fella. I'm sorry about, well, you know.
Shooting him, Dad?
Well, yeah, kinda.
Oh, Johnny, yeah.
Now listen, ain't nothing to do now but pull yourself up by your bootstraps, girl. How would you feel about joining a posse of women? We gonna rule the West.
What? A posse? You're asking me to join your posse?
What will Martha do now? Now that she's all alone in the wild frontier? Will she join the bandit's posse? Will the bandit murder her in cold blood? Will anyone bury Johnny Boy before he starts his meld? Tune in next week to find out what happens on Old Timey. If you spend too many nights out on the range and your lips are looking as chapped as a cowpoke's hide, then try Cattle Rod Cold Cream. Cattle Rod Cold Cream is guaranteed to soothe the chapped lips and tanned backside the way the cowboys intended. Cattle Rod Cold Cream, available where all mass retailers are sold.